And it comes just after the Beatitudes. It comes at a time when the people are thinking about some of the things that he said before and are astounded by some of the sayings that he has given, but are also lifted up, for they are hearing good, holy news about their life. And then Jesus says to them, "You are, not you will be, not you have been, you are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under a bushel basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives the light, it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to the Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven." That's actually going on, so we'll stop there. I have a couple of questions for you today. How many of you were lifted up and joy-filled by all the children we had up here this morning? Raise your hands. Raise your hands. Clap. Whatever you want to do. Okay. Tell me what the message was that those children gave to you. Yes.
There's monsters in the dark.
Yes.
Light.
Yes.
Makes the monsters go away.
That's right. Amen. Hear that buzz?
Because I just brought the monsters too, and sometimes in the middle of the night I can't sleep. Sometimes I have to go and turn the light off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, monsters are not just fantasy figures. Sometimes monsters are people too. We need to turn the light on and apply a little salt.
Good, good. You? Good.
Now, how many of you saw the salt and the light in those children? Let's hear some applause this time. Put a finger up in the air and sing with me. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Will you let it shine?
Yes.
Oh, come on, we can do better than that. Will you let it shine?
Yes.
Promise?
Yes.
Let us pray. Almighty God, our children brought us the sermon today. Their very presence brought us salt and light, as they explain to us about monsters and saltiness and light. We ask you to bless them immeasurably. And we ask you to help us not be just good enough, but help us be like the children, filled with salt and light and ready to share. Take our lives and make them what you want them to be.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Where are you? It'll never get any shorter than that. Our hymn of invitation today is Take My Life and Let It Be, verses 1 and 6. Let us stand and sing.